感谢主，我们继续下午的聚会。
We praise God for continuing our afternoon service.
向我们教会邀请宋立强宋弟兄从莫斯科教会来这边跟我们一起来分享莫斯科教会的情况，还有他们家的一些从主那边得到的恩典。
This afternoon, we invited Brother Song from Moscow Church to give us a testimony about the current situation in Moscow, the church in Moscow, and also his family's personal testimony.
宋弟兄是在1995年初的时候慕道。
Brother Song came to seek the truth in the beginning part of 1995.
那个时候也是我们教会开始在莫斯科慢慢在有一些慕道朋友开始要成立那边的教会的时候。
It was also around this time that there were truth-seeking members at that time, and they came together, and then they were just about to start the church there.
在1995年的五月那时候有那一个月当中有差不多二三十位的慕道朋友一起来。在不同的时候不同的地点，但是最主要以莫斯科为主在那时候受洗。
In May of 1995, there were truth seekers that the people who came to seek the truth. About 20 to 30 of them are scattered at various places, but centered around Moscow.
好，感谢神宋弟兄在慕道的时候因为那时候也没有教会的传道从慕道到受洗当中的几个月宋弟兄就开始在教会里面带领这些慕道朋友虽然他自己本身也是慕道朋友。
And although he himself was a truth seeker at that time, he basically took the lead to help organize the church there.
从1995年到2005年，十年的当中连总就请宋弟兄在莫斯科教会当全职的教会的工人虽然他没有被安立跟执事或是传道，但是他是教会里面的全职的工人。
And from the year 1995 to 2005 an international assembly of our church basically hired Brother Song to oversee the work there even though he had not beenordained a minister.
感谢神是一个非常教会忠心的工人。
We thank God because he's a very faithful worker.
这次是宋弟兄带着太太跟两个女儿来这边参加教会的圣月营。
This time, Brother Song and his wife and his two daughters came to join the music ministry program.
所以有机会到我们南加州各教会来看看来分享他们的教会的见证。个人的见证。
And because of this, they have an opportunity to visit the various churches in Southern California, and they can bear their testimony here.
那我们现在就请宋弟兄来分享见证。
Now let's invite Brother Song to come and bear testimony.
请大家同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
阿们。各位长辈，各位弟兄姐妹，朋友们，下午好。
Dear brothers and sisters, good afternoon.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
感谢主的恩典让小弟有机会。能够来到这边一块来跟大家一块来遵守安息圣日。
I praise God so that I can have this opportunity here to worship with you on the Holy Sabbath day.
也感谢主耶稣给小弟这么一个机会跟大家一块来分享莫斯科教会的情况和我们信主的一些恩典。
I also like to thank the Lord Jesus that I have this opportunity to share my experience in the church in Moscow.
那这个我们一家人这个一个星期之前来到这个尔湾教会通过这一个星期参加这个圣月营
My family arrived about a week ago, and the past week we've been in Irvine Church participating in the music ministry program.
有两个很深刻的体会。
And I had a very two, I have two very deep reflection.
莫斯科教会从2009年购买会堂以后哈、啊，那逐渐呢我们就定了一个目标。
Ever since the Moscow Church building was purchased in 2009, we've had a goal.
哦，就想要成为一个啊，这个啊祷告型的教会，要发展成为一个祷告型的教会。
Our goal was to be a church that is full of prayers.
一个宣道型的教会。
And a very an evangelical church.
啊，一个学习型的教会。
And a church that loves to learn.
啊，一个关爱型的教会。
And a church that is caring.
啊，一个规范型的教会。
A church that has organization.
啊，结果，今年三月我去台湾，今年就这个一个星期前我来这边，我发现。台湾的教会和我们美国的教会，就是我们所追求的那个目标，那个样教会，我们已经看到了。
And this year, I was able to go to Taiwan to visit the Taiwan churches in March, and also now American churches. I feel that the churches have been an example or a model for our church.
所以非常感谢神的恩典啊！以前是我们觉得这个好像很遥远，只是我们在想啊。现在我们真的是来这边，我亲眼看到。我们的教会在啊，在祷告方面，在传福音方面，在学习道理方面啊，在弟兄姐妹的这个爱心方面啊，在各项圣工的开展啊，这个安排的这个这么规范每一项工作的这个安排都这么合理，真的是我们看到了我们本来莫斯科教会要想要做的，大概大家已经都做好了。
And because of these experiences, I, even though I had heard from afar, but now I have witnessed for myself how the church is loving, organized, caring, and prayerful and evangelical in every aspect. And these are really good examples for our church.
那第二个就是我们这个在这个参加音乐营这个过程中，看到我们教会很多的这个音乐方面的人才哈。那些这个教会的这些帮忙这个安排的人，帮忙这个这个领会啊，包括传道人呢、啊，教导的这些人，真的是让我们非常的感动。
And because we participated in the music ministry program, we were able to witness how many brothers and sisters who are gifted in music ministry, and also the preachers, and also the organizing.Members, we were very touched or moved by seeing this.
那我是觉得这个美国这地方是追求个人自由啊，啊这个崇尚个人自由，在这个地方有守道的话，或者是能够真的按照圣经这样去做一个很合格的基督徒的话，这是一件不容易的事情。
Because my impression of the United States is that it's a country of individualism and personal freedom, and it must be very difficult for people here to observe, to follow the word of God.
可是我来到这边看，不但我们这个长辈们啊，就是属灵的长辈们，哦，他们这个信仰对神非常的忠心。那我们这些年轻的人啊，我们在这个团契的时候交通，他们在谈信仰体验的时候，也让我们非常的感动。他们也能够。很认同我们教会的道理，并且对教会的道理不但认同，而且是真的是有体验啊，也真的是很努力的在做。
And so I was able to observe how our lead elders or ministers serving faithfully, but through personal sharing, I was able to hear how young people really believe in God and how they through their own personal experiences stand strong in their faith.
按照圣经，我们的教会以后的幕后要走向完全吗？
According to the Bible, our church is marching towards perfection.
我之前我觉得这个我们教会完全这个要凭着信心了啊，圣经这么想，我这么写，我们又是得救的教会，唯一得救教会，我们凭着信心，觉得这件事情能够这个相信，是因为圣经这么写，所以要凭着信心去接受。
Before, I thought we need to, by faith, believe that the church is perfect, even though people individually are not perfect.
那我今天觉得，我 今年那个三月份到了联总参加那个世界代表大会啊，也是纪念100年的这个那个庆典。和这次来美国看到教会的弟兄姐妹以后，我觉得这件事大概可以看得见，这个不是光是凭信心，我们大概能摸得着，能寄望于不久的将来我们教会真的能完全。
So after my experience in March in Taiwan for the World Delegates Conference and also this time at the Music Ministry Program, I feel that I actually will be able to witness the church being near perfect and not just by believing it in faith.
真是感谢主的恩典。
I really thank God for.
那相比之下，真的我们这个教会也是比较幼稚的阶段，我们个人的灵性，我们一家人了。个人的灵性也是非常的弱小了，非常的幼小。
By comparison, I feel that our church in Moscow is at a very early stage, and that my family's faith is young.
但是非常感谢神的这个怜悯啊，让我们也有一些体验，也有一些这个从神那儿领受的一些恩典来跟大家分享。
But I thank God that I've been given this opportunity to have this kind of experience, and so that I can share with everyone.
那我首先跟大家分享的是我们莫斯科教会购买会堂的一些经历。
And first, I'd like to share with you how the Moscow Church building was purchased.
莫斯科教会1995年啊，就这个那时候是祈祷所了，就是1995年5月份开始受洗，一直到1999年14年以后，我们才买到会堂。
In 1995, we were baptized in May, but then 14年
的时间，1995年开始有受洗，到2009年的时候，我们才买到会堂。
So we were baptized in 1995, and it was not until 2009 that the church building was purchased.
这个14年之间，我们莫斯科教会的聚会的地方换了20个。
During these 14 years, the meeting place was changed 20 times. 20 different places.
在办公室聚会过。
We had service in office building.
在这个幼儿园聚会过。
In elementary school or kindergarten.
在信徒的家里面聚会过。
In houses of members.
在人家这个餐厅里面聚会过。
In restaurants.
在这个这个宾馆的会议室聚会过。会议室这个
conference room
啊，对，那
hotel，
那我们还有人家那个政府机关的这个机关的那个，他们也有叫会议室，就是不是宾馆的会议室，就是俄罗斯政府机关的会议室。
In governmental building。
总之，我们很多的地方，莫斯科的东南西北中都有。
And in other words, we had meeting places change from every area of Moscow.
所以这个为聚会这个地点的问题，我们一直是蛮苦恼。
So it was a big problem for us to find a suitable place to have.
甚至有的弟兄姐妹有点绝望。
And to a point of feeling hopelessness.
因为这期间呢，这个莫斯科的宗教政策发生了两次的变化。
Because during this time there were major changes in the government's policy for religions.
1997年的时候。莫斯科政府规定啊，不多于5年的这个教会注册的人，这个教会要重新登记。
So in 1997, the government of Moscow said that if your church has not been in existence for more than 5 years, you need to re-register.
可是1991年苏联才解体。
But the USSR.
那时候。
Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was dissolved in 1991.
基本上，基督教是从1992年以后慢慢才进到莫斯科，再进到俄罗斯来。
It was not until 1992 that the other Christian churches entered into Moscow or Russia.
所以1997年这个法律基本上是把所有基督教都排除之外了。
And so it means that if they said that policy in 1997, it means that they were trying to expel the other Christian churches.
So, 我们教会到现在我们还没有注册好。
And so that is why until this day our church is not properly registered.
所以没有注册，你要购买这个聚会的地方，你就没有办法用教会的名誉买。
And because of that, as we try to purchase a church building, we're not able to have our
你也不能买一个地方公开的聚会。
The name of our church, and it's hard for us to have open assembly.
那后来呢？莫斯科政府成立了四个协会，到现在到五个哈，就是五个政府同意的协会，所有的基督教都要归这个协会的名下。
And now there's a new policy or way of handling religion that is to have all the Christian churches fall under one organization.
那感谢神的恩典啊！那到了这个两千年左右的时候，我们就找到了一个可以让我们在他名下去等于说是归到他名下的一个协会。
And so thank God, and in 2000, our church was able to find an organization that we can fall under.
所以总这个在他们这个因为在他们名下，所以聚会的基本上我们还算不是在站那个法律边缘嘛，还不是太违法。
And therefore we are able to fulfill the criteria of the law.
但是2006年又有一个新的法律了。
But in 2006 there was another rule.
不是2016年，2016年就是去年的时候。
Oh, sorry, it's 2016.
对不起，我说错了。那这个法律是规定所有的，如果是你是教会的工作人员哈，你必须要持教会的这个身份，就是在俄罗斯的身份一定是要是教会的牧师了，要不是教会的工作人员。
So it says that if you work for the a church, you must have proper identification as a church worker, recognized by the state.
在正式的聚会地点之外，不可以传福音。
And besides your official place of worship, you are not allowed to go out to preach.
不可以在家庭聚会。
You cannot worship at home.
所以这个对这个宗教是这个限制是蛮多的。
And so as you can see, there are many restrictions on.
那这个第一个政策出来以后，所以我们相当的一段时间内哈，我们教会是买会堂，这个怎么买买不了，就是在买会堂这件事情上，我们就是找这个聚会的这个适合聚会的地方的时候，都没有办法通过正常的手续来买。
Therefore, as we were trying to purchase a church building, we weren't given a proper channel to purchase the church.
第二个就是俄罗斯的房价蛮贵。
Besides the housing prices are very high in Moscow.
1998年、2008年和2014年三次俄罗斯很重大的经济危机。
There's a financial crisis in 1998, 2008, and 2013.
就是前年了，就是2014年。
Sorry, 2014 in Russia.
2008年那次相当的严重。
In 2008, that time was very severe.
一个月之内，卢布换美金，从6个卢布换一个美金到24个卢布换一个美金。
And so the currency fell by 4 times. It's basically decreased by fourfold.
那所以这个那边做的生意，我们信徒很多信徒都是做生意的嘛，那这个损失就非常大。
And for many of our church members, they hold businesses in Russia, and therefore, because of the change in currency, they lost a lot of money.
那信徒一半以上也就回国了。
And more than half of the members return to their home country.
所以我们没有足够的经济能力去买这个。
So therefore, we could not have enough money to purchase the church building.
那所以这个到底我们以后这个聚会地点在哪里，一直是我们很非常困扰我们的一个事情。
And so, finding a place to worship was always a big headache for us.
感谢神了，这个外来的工人也好，我们莫斯科教会的信徒也好，还有些人呢，对这件事情还非常有信心。
But thank God that throughout this time, there are people, whether visiting workers or members in Moscow, these people continue to have faith that we can find a place.
一直没有间断地去找。
They did not stop from looking.
虽然找到的，即使找的比较合适，我们也买不了，但是还是在找。
Even though they may have found a few places that were suitable, but we didn't have the money, they continue looking.
2008年的时候，有一件挺重要的事情。
And in 2008, something very significant happened.
我们这边有一个姐妹啊，她在莫斯科这边，她的家乡啊，在大陆的这个沈阳那边买了会堂。
There's a sister in Moscow who's who's from the city called Shenyang, and at that time they were purchasing a church building there.
在国内那个买会堂也蛮困难，在北方了也蛮困难。
And in China, it is the same. It's difficult to purchase a church building.
那他觉得莫斯科教会啊，那相比之下啊，虽然有困难，但是我们还是可以克服。
She felt that even though it's hard in Moscow, she felt that it's actually not insurmountable.
所以就非常积极地去跟大家鼓励大家去为这件事祷告。
So she was very eager in encouraging others to pray for this matter.
那当时也是她也是教会的负责人之一了，所以大家在负责人会上也通过，就让大家不但祷告，要禁食祷告。
And then she was also one of the church council members, and so she encouraged everyone to fast and pray.
这个一年以后，就是2009年的五月的时候，我们灵恩会。
In May of 2009, we had our spiritual convocation.
那时候我们就成立了一个购房小组。
We formed a church purchase team.
一共有四个人。
There were four members that were in this team.
这个灵恩会开灵恩会的时候就很受感动。
And during the spiritual convocation, this team was greatly moved.
灵会之后呢，这个购房小组这些人呢就说，我们更要跟大家说禁食祷告，我们更要禁食祷告了。
And so the church purchasing committee decided that since everyone already fasted and prayed, how much more should we fast and pray?
这个提出这个禁食祷告，因为灵会刚之后嘛，大家都被这个都受感动啊，那。非常的齐心说好啊，我们就禁食祷告。
And so at this time, the spiritual convocation had just concluded, and so everyone decided to continue to fast and pray.
很同心的禁食祷告一个星期之后。
Because everyone was so touched and moved, and so everyone fasted and prayed for a week.
2009年的六月份。
In June of 2009.
有一个安息日聚会完了之后啊，我们就这个到一个餐厅，就麦当劳这个餐厅去吃饭。
We went to McDonald's to have lunch.
那为什么去吃饭呢？因为我的小女儿啊，就是宋雨啊，小女儿，她一直哭闹的要到另外一个姐妹家去跟她的那个我们她姐妹也有个那个男孩子啊，要到他们家去玩。
The reason for going out is that my daughter wanted to go to another member's house to play because they have a little boy there.
我小女儿从出生一直到那个我就说咱们说2008年的六月份，她从来不愿意到别人家去。
It is strange for us because my daughter had never asked to go to another person's home.
这提出的条件我们都觉得很奇怪，他怎么会要到别人家去。
So I felt it was very strange that she made that request.
所以我们就把这个两个孩子的两家人，然后我们就都到麦当劳去吃个饭啊，再玩一会儿，我们就各自回家了。
And so we decided to invite that other family, and so we all went out to eat.
但是吃完饭以后，他还是要去。
And then afterwards, she still requested to go to their house.
那天我大女儿约了有别的事情。
And on that day, my older daughter had another appointment elsewhere.
结果一看到这个妹妹今天很反常嘛，就说好了，那我也陪着你，我们刚就去一下，我们就赶紧再回来，家里一家人再回来。
And because the younger sister was behaving unusually, the older sister said, "That's fine, I'll cancel my appointment."
结果我们就一家人，和我们另外一个信徒，就是另外一个姐妹和她的儿子，我们就到他们家去了。
And so, because of that, our entire family went along with the sister and her son to her house.
这个姐妹的先生啊是没有不是我们教会信徒，但是慕道啊，到现在还是慕道阶段。先生呢头两天在汽车加油的时候，从那个加油站拿回来一本免费的那个就是购房的那样的杂志。
And so what happened was that the husband of the sister, who is still not a believer, even until this day, he had gone to a gas station and came back with a booklet of all the houses or properties on sale.
那他就把这本杂志带到房间去了，带不是带放到车上，带回家里去了。
And so that day he had taken that booklet from his car into the house.
那我大女儿和这个姐妹哈，她们两个都是购房小组的成员。
And so my oldest daughter and the sister, they were both part of the church purchasing committee.
那孩子在玩，我们就 就在那儿聊天，然后他们就看到一本杂志，说这个是购房杂志，那你们两个都是这个购房小组的，那顺便就看一看看有没有什么信息嘛。
And because the younger children are playing, and the two of them saw this magazine or this booklet, and so they decided to flip and have a look.
那就一翻就翻到了现在我们这个会堂的这个信息。
And as soon as they flipped, they found this property, which is our current church building.
我们都觉得蛮合适啊，看了以后就觉得这好像这个可能可以。
And so after we saw the listing, we felt that this is very suitable.
这个地方呢，不是在莫斯科市区之内。
This church building is not within the city proper.
那离莫斯科又不是很远。
But it's also not very far from Moscow.
它那个开车的距离，就是公路距离是4.2公里。
It's about 4.2 kilometers from the city center.
那地铁不能到，但是下了地铁坐公车就可以到。
Even though the subway doesn't reach that far, but you can take a bus after you get off from the subway.
那这个地点呢，是一个别墅区，我不知道这个我们那边的别墅区跟那边的也是不一样，就是大家。那个在室外，在城市之外的一个休闲的，大家工作结束以后，或者是大家度假的时候，到那儿去休闲那么个别墅区。
This area is sort of suburban, but it's also an area where people go on vacation.
所以在那边啊，你请很多人来聚集，就是到家里来做客呀，你很大的生意呢，这个都没有问题。
And so in that area, it is fine for people to gather in.A house to have a party, etc.
这个地方呢，这个院子有1500平米。
It's the yard has 1,500 square meter.
啊，有两个木头的这样的屋子哈。
There's two cabins.
啊，对，还有这一个和那一个，那还有一个，刚才我们看那会堂，那个对，这个会堂那个是一个室内的网球场。
And the chapel used to be an indoor tennis court.
大概比现在咱们这个会堂还长一点啊，这个宽再宽一点，再长一点。
And so that building is a little bit wider than our chapel and a little bit longer.
这个很适合教会用。
So it's very suitable to be used as a church building.
这个卖这个房子的价格是地皮的价格。
So
这个房子基本上这个房子没有算进去。
So the price that we pay was basically the price of the land.
那为什么是这个价格卖得这么便宜？
Why is it that they sold us for this cheap?
因为我们看到这两个房子并不是很高档的房子，不是很好的房子。
Because these houses are not very luxurious.
那个就是这么大空间的网球场，那个网球场里边也不是一个非常高级的网球场。
And this tennis court, the tennis court that used to be there was not a very high-end tennis court.
很有钱的人呢，他买这个地方啊，他觉得那个这个房子需要重建。
And so for the very rich people, they felt that whoever bought this property had to tear down and revamp everything.
而且这么大的空间，我们那个莫斯科一般是一般的人家都是一半的这个，就是1500平米的一半是一家人，我们是两家人的地方。
And so, in other words, we got this plot of land that's the area is about twice the size of a lot for a house.
就是不是很有钱的人呢，觉得这个这么大这个东西干嘛用不知道。
And so, for the people who are not very rich, they may not be looking at such a big property.
而且是两户人家的那个那么大的地方，他用不了，用不完。
Because the lot is quite big, it's equal to lot sizes for two houses.
基本上这地方的人都是一般有钱人，有钱人他要把这个东西。要是个平地盖房子还好盖哈，你要是有房子，你要把它拆下来再拿运走，再重新盖房子，这反而更麻烦了，是吧
？And for the rich people, they may find that it's a bother to have to tear down something before building.
而且这个房主人他们家在美国，他急于把这个房子收卖掉。
And the owner, the seller, actually lived in the United States, and so he was in a hurry to sell this property.
所以他卖的价格$425,000。
So he sold us for $420,000, U.S. dollars.
当时我们觉得这个价格当然是按照这个地点，因为那个西区是莫斯科最好的区了。
And we bought this property in the west side of Moscow, which is one of the best areas in Moscow.
俄罗斯政府官员包括普京啊，以前的俄罗斯总统叶利钦就住在这个离这个不远的地方。
And so the current Premier Putin and the previous Premier Wilson lived in this area.
这么好的地方哈，卖这个价格真的是这个，我们觉得这个，包括我们最主要是看这个聚会的地方，一看这个地方用来聚会是非常合适。
So we were very surprised that we were able to find this property, and for us it is very suitable, especially the chapel area.
结果就打电话问哈，这个知道到底情况怎么样
？So we made a phone call to find out what the situation is.
了解情况了解清楚了以后，确实是这样哈。那我们就想起来这几个人就商量，因为两个这个购房小组嘛，就跟另外一些人商量。
And so, because this, the two members of the church purchasing committee contacted the other members to discuss further.
几分钟以后，大家就觉得这个可以去看一看。
And after a few minutes, everyone decided we can have a look.
又打电话。
And so we call.
这回接电话的不是中间人了，本来他是一个要靠一个中间人啊，就是中间的公司来介绍我们买房子。结果这第二次打电话接电话的是这个房主。
The first time we called, we had got the realtor, and the second time we called, we actually got the seller.
哦，那就约好时间，第二天就去看。
And so we made an appointment, and we went to see it on the next day.
那大家一看就觉得合适。
And after everyone saw it, it seemed very ideal.
那就跟其他弟兄姐妹讲，结果就最有几天的时间，大家陆续都去看了看。
And because we had a few more days, and all the other church members went to have a look.
大家都觉得合适。
Everyone felt it was very suitable.
非常感谢神啊！那大家就祷告了。我们那时候钱不够，还有一个就是这个购房我们要有程序啊，让这个程序怎么样能够尽快的走完哈，让大家都够同心。
And because we were a little bit short on money, so we prayed about that, and also the process of purchasing was something we.
我们现在跟说是六月份的事哈，六月三十号的时候，莫斯科发生了一件，刚才我说的2008年的一次经济危机。6月30号，我们莫斯科教会大部分信徒在工作的，我们那时候叫市场，集装箱市场，就是一个工作的，大家在那做生意的一个地方，突然就关闭了。
I mentioned previously in 2008 there was a financial crisis in Russia, and then this happened in June of 2009, and on June 30th, a lot of the place, the market where a lot of our church members work, closed suddenly.
那边的每一个摊位，就是卖货的摊位哈，因为在那卖东西要买过来或者租，要买那个摊位要$10万以上。
So it is it's a market where people can go there and have their product and sell it there. And to buy a stand there, it costs $100,000.
他把这关了以后啊，这个一分钱没有补偿，而且是完全不带没有通知啊，就突然就给关了。
And this market closed suddenly without notifying anyone, including the people who own stands in that market.
这个市场的老板是个人的。
And the owner of that market was an individual or a private individual.
他市场老板说，跟这些客户解释说，这是政府行为，他没有办法。
And then the owner explained to the people who have stands there, saying that this is governmental policy. He couldn't do anything about it.
不但这样，你这货要很长时间拿不走，要检查，检查完了，有的不合法的还要扣下来啊。合法的，你搬走的时候还要自己交费用。
So for people who have stocks of things in the market, they have stored things there. It took a long time for them to get their their property back. And sometimes they'll say that you own something illegally, so they would confiscate. And other times, if it's legal, they will try and tax you for the.To take it out.
那所以呢，这个大部分的莫斯科信徒都受了很大的一个经济损失。
And so most of our Moscow members suffer financial losses that time.
大家没什么这个事了。我们那时候教会的存款是$10万。
At that time, our savings in the bank was about $100,000.
我们就跟这个联总汇报，那时候负责莫斯科教会还有英国总会。
So we reported to the International Assembly, and at that time, it was the UKGA who was helping oversee Moscow.
那莫斯科教会的信徒也是在祷告的过程中啊，来认捐还有奉献。
And so, through prayer, our Moscow church members pledge to make donations towards the church building.
在这种情况下，我们莫斯科教会一共大家捐的这个钱是捐了$36万。
And under this circumstance, we were able to gather $360,000.
但有的是借的
吧，
捐款和借款一共是$36万。
So church members donated, or some of them took out loans to donate.
有的信徒就是把生活费都捐了。
And their church members to took out their living budget to.
不少的信徒是说。那莫斯科这地方它本来不是移民国家，也在这儿做生意做不下去了，那我们既然在这儿不能常待的话，那我们就为莫斯科教会做点贡献啊，就临走的时候就捐点钱把这会堂建好我们再走。
And so there are members who felt that they would not be able to stay in Russia long term, they may go back to their home country, and as they were leaving they had some properties they make that
不但大家尽力的去奉献，而且是大家没事做了嘛，就跑那边去啊，把会堂院子收拾，里边的这个清理，做这个清理工作。
And because the members couldn't work anymore, and so they didn't have other things to do, they came to the church and they tried to clean up the yard, made everything better.
所以非常感谢神的这个感觉到了，就是莫斯科教会这个。购买会堂这件事情啊，那神有他的时间。
And I thank God because throughout this, I can see that God has His timing.
所以需要我们忍耐，需要等待。
And He wanted us to endure and wait.
那同时呢，也不让我们失去信心，在这个忍耐等待的时候，需要我们的同心和忠心。
And then He, as we waited, He did not let us lose hope, and He.So that we can continue to be faithful.
我那时候特别感受到，就是大家那个同心的那个劲儿啊，真的。因为我这个事情，我是也是一个经历者啊，就看到这个构堂教主这些人是同心祷告。后来这个有了这个会堂以后，大家继续祷告，一直到九月份购买会堂，整个手续都办完了，都拿下来以后，这段时间大家那个同心呢，真的让我们非常让我自己至今呢，琳达姐妹说你有没有见过神的荣耀？我觉得那段时间我真的是看到神的荣耀。
And because everyone was so united in one heart from throughout this whole process until September, where the church property was actually came into our hands, I was very deeply touched because I personally witnessed how everyone was together in one heart, and then that's.My like one experience where I really saw the glory of God.
真的感觉到好像神的带领着，很清楚的能够感到神的带领，而感到我们祷告神在垂听。
And I could very clearly see the glory of God, and then I felt that God listened to our prayers.
遇到了不少问题，但是遇到问题，大家祷告以后都有同心，也知道怎么解决啊，这个就。
We encounter many issues, but each time.An issue arises, everyone knelt down to pray, we had one heart, and the problem was solved.
圣经讲那个凡事顺利，就是碰到什么困难都还有信心，都能克服，就大概是这个意思。
And so I experienced how we can encounter various different situations, but each time we had faith, we pray, and then the problem was taken care of.
所以莫斯科教会现在买了这个会堂，真的是，09年买完了会堂，到10年献堂，五月份献堂礼之后，我们的人数啊，从大概快60人锐减到30人左右。
So between 2009 and 2010, when the church building was dedicated, we had actually lost membership from 60 down to 30.
许多弟兄姐妹生意做不下去就回去了。
Many brothers and sisters couldn't stay in this country anymore, and they left.
但是非常感谢神，他说我们觉得我们真的能够感受这是神的带领。
But we, throughout this experience, we felt that we saw God leading us.
因为有了固定的地方了以后，大家心里面都安定了，不至于我们每天只能每个安息日只能住2-3个小时，找一个地方住，还不知道还不能长久，不是不知道什么时候没有，这个不能不给我们住了。
And so once we had our church building, we felt very at peace because we no longer had to worry about having a service in a place for 2-3 hours and then having to take off.
那教会的各项圣工啊，包括宗教教育，就当真的我们现在说要规范嘛，慢慢的就可以再安排起来。
And very slowly, we were able to start building on our religious education program, that our church could be more organized.
那我们教会在这个稳定的基础上，怎么样去安排这个各项的这个圣工啊，包括这个传福音的工作，以后教会的这个发展呢？就觉得我们现在有一个据点以后，慢慢就可以上轨道。
Once we had a stable meeting place, we felt that now we're ready to work on other evangelical work. Then we can have a home base.
现在莫斯科那边这个移民政策啊，就是基本上外来，我们拿绿卡在美国就很困难，在莫斯科是更加的困难。
The immigration policy for Russia is very, very stringent. I know that it's very hard to get green card for the U.S., but it's even harder to be a permanent resident in Russia.
那现在我们有两家人有绿卡。
So far, we have two families that have a permanent residency.
教会的现在五个负责人是五家人。
So the church council is composed of membership from 5 different families.
这五家人就有20个人。
There are 20 members that belong to these 5 families.
所以，我们教会负责人只要带着家人都来了哦，我们教会一大半人就来聚会了。
So for our church, as long as the church council members come with their family members, then there's 20.
所以基本上能够有一定数量的人是很稳定的，一定会在这边比较长期的在莫斯科。
And so for us, it's easy.It's easy for us to have that many church members.
那以后圣工怎么发展？我们求神来带领。我们至少知道莫斯科教会到今天来讲，应该是比较稳定下来。
And then we will continue to see how God guides us, but so far it seems that the church there is stable.
我刚才跟你说，莫斯科教会，莫斯科这个地方啊，两次的这个宗教大的这个政策变化，三次重大的经济危机，到现在还有啊。2014年的这个。克里米亚也这个事件以后，西方包括美国一直在制裁俄罗斯，到现在还没有解除。
And so I mentioned about 3 financial crises and then 2 major religious policy changes, and now in 2014, the Crimea event where now foreign countries are placing economic sanctions on Russia.
所以俄罗斯的经济到现在也不好。
And so the economy in Russia is very bad.
俄罗斯对外的移民这个非常的严，这很少的人外国人能够在那边留下来。
And their immigration policy is very stringent.
经济又不好，人也不愿意留，就是了。
And so because of that, not many immigrants want to stay in this
country. 就是在这样的情况下，神开路，让我们有了会堂。
In spite of these circumstances, God opened the way, and we're able to have a church.
让我们教会的一些弟兄姐妹在那边能够稳定下来。
And allow some of our brothers and sisters to stay stably in place.
所以在人看来就是绝望的事嘛，怎么会能买到回答？那这神一开路就很简单的就买了。
And so, from the human standpoint, it may be a hopeless situation. But if God is willing and God opens the way, it becomes very simple.
我们六月份开始找会堂，七月份签合同，九月份就这个会堂就我们就正式接管了。
So in June we found the church buildings. In July we signed the agreement, and in September the key was handed to us.
本来以为天大的困难，结果。真的神一开路，就觉得这个事情太简单了。
And so something we thought was impossible became very easy and very smooth.
感谢主的恩典。
And we thank God for His grace.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归主。再10分钟，好。感谢神了。那个，莫斯科教会早期的这个时候圣工非常的活泼。
Thank God, in the early days of Moscow Church,
工人派的梯次很多。
There are many workers that were sent there.
刚才那个谢执事已经介绍了，小金那时候是做这个专职的这个工人。
And Deacon Shea had mentioned that I was full time working. for the church.
其实到现在为觉觉得为止，这真的是，很感激、很感谢神的是非常不配的事了。
And until this day, I feel very unworthy to have been able to serve.
我从小受的是无神论的教育。
Growing up, I was an atheist.
那到我们教会之前，对整个这个宗教这个是很模糊，虽然接触过，但是很模糊。
But before I came to the church, I was very fuzzy on religion.
那到教会来以后了，第一次聚会就得圣灵了。
The very first time I came for service, I received the Holy Spirit.
那还没有这个受洗呢，就让带领聚会了。
And before I was even baptized, I led church.
跟大家就是唱诗啊，祷告啊，读圣经，大概就会这个。
So all we could do was to sing hymn together, read the Bible together, and pray together.
那后来。教会当让我做专职的时候，我怎么会做专职？我怎么会真的会同意？我自己当时很大的挣扎。
So how did I decide to become a full-time worker at that time? And it was actually a struggle.
我讲一件事情，我为什么会留下来的？其中的一件啊。
I'll mention one reason why I stay.
我们有一个传道人啊，其实每个传道人去了以后都一块早起都一块祷告嘛。
So every time a preacher went there, and they would find a few members to pray together.
其中有一次，这个传道人去的时候，我们也本来约定一块祷告。
And so this time the church worker went, and then we decided to pray together.
但是我大女儿那时候在上学，我每次要把她送到地铁，送进去以后，我再回来跟传道人一块祷告。
At the time, my older daughter was going to school, so I would take her to the subway, send her off, and then come back to pray.
我送到地铁回来的时候，被一个警察截住。
And on the way back, this time though, I was stopped by a police.
他要检查我的身份。
He wanted to see if I had proper immigration papers.
等检查完了，我再回去的时候，那个传道就自己祷告。
And by the time I got back, the preacher already started praying by himself.
他把那门上写了一个这个纸牌子，说：“宋弟兄哈，那我等你一下，到时间以后我祷告，先祷告了。那你来了以后呢，就直接进来祷告啊。”
So he left me a message saying that, Brother Song, I know you're running late. I'm going to pray first. Please come in.
我在看这个条的时候，我就听到里边那个祷告的声音特别的美妙。
And as I was reading that message, I heard the prayer inside. It was sounding very beautiful.
那时候的感动就觉得这种祷告声音怎么这么好听啊
？And I felt, how come the prayer sounds so beautiful?
特别的享受啊，那个声音感觉到这个人呢是第一种特别享受、特别喜乐，那种状态。
I just felt that the
他会发出的声音啊。
Yeah, the person praying must have been very at peace, very peaceful, and that's why.
平时我不太注意嘛，这一看条的时候就听到里边这样这个的声音。
Normally I don't pay attention to the sound of other people's praying, but this time I was reading the slip of message and I heard.
结果就推门进去以后就跪下来祷告。
And after I opened the door, I knelt down to pray.
祷告了没多久，就一道荣光从上面下来了。
And not that long after, there was a glorious light that shone on me.
那个荣光一下来的时候，我的身体这个肉体好像就没有了。
And as soon as the light shone on me, I felt that my physical body disappeared.
说不出来的一种美妙。
It's a very beautiful feeling that I cannot describe.
我意识很清楚啊，我觉得我当时如果让我舍去家人，什么都舍去哈、啊，让我就是停留在这种状态，或者说为了这种状态，我所有的我现在可以看到的东西或想到的东西，所有能够把它放下去，我绝对没有问题啊，就丝毫不会犹豫，就不要了。
Because of this feeling or this light, I felt that if I lost everything that day, my family members, everything that I had, I wouldn't even care.
那么在祷告的时候就觉得哈，这个光照我的时候，照的还不是那么，好像一个透过一个管道，这个管道不是那么清洁，所以我就拼命插这个管道，让这个光多照我。
And so as I was feeling this light, I felt that something was blocking it or something was stopping.
那感觉太好太好了。
And so I tried to get rid of the obstacles to get more.
我正在拼命插了那个传道上的那个闹钟，就是他那个到几点了，他就那个钟要响，噔噔噔响了，我就醒过来了。
And as I was trying to get rid of the obstacles to receive more light, that's when the preacher's alarm went off.
那我这个经历以后，我想起来了哈，我曾经经历过的事情。
And because of this experience in prayer, I remember something that I experienced before.
我信主之前呢，得过一次那个 就输尿管结石。
So before I had believed in Christ, I had a kidney stone.
非常的疼。
It was very painful.
受不了的疼。
It was very unbearably painful.
所以我从其实从我开始疼到我医院这个距离，我能够走这个距离不到十分钟，我非常勉强的到了医院。
I tried to go get to the hospital, and it took only 10 minutes, and I barely could walk.
那因为我也是医生，那个我的医院都熟人了，我跟他讲我是得的大概是什么问题了。那这个疼因为太疼了，他们就给我打了一针杜冷丁，就像吗啡那样的一个止疼药。
And so I'm also a doctor, and so I knew the people there in the hospital, and so as soon as I got there, and they gave me some painkiller.
打完这个止疼药以后，我觉得哈，不光是不疼了，而且好像我飘飘然了。
And after I had the pain medicine, the pain was gone, and I felt very light.
就是非常的愉快了啊。
Very happy.
好像肉体就没有了，好像。
And I felt like my physical body was gone.
那后来我看圣经，好像真的是我们今天好多的问题，是因为我们带着这个肉体啊，这个一个不会朽坏的肉体。
And so I read the Bible later on. I realized that our physical body is something that is corruptible.
上午讲这个，谢执事讲这个，说我们要脱去啊，其实到最后的时候，我们要改变嘛。哥林多后书第五章那边讲，其实要换一个房子住，或者换一件衣服，就是这个肉体啊，要换一个更好的。
This morning's sermon, Deacon Shea shared about putting on new self, and then.
我想保罗或者我看荣光那个劲儿，可能就是这样。就是我如果我们不是在这个肉体里面，我们的灵不在这个，换一个更好的哈，我们会特别的高兴。
And so I believe that our physical body is something that is holding us down. So when our soul leaves and take on a spiritual body, that we will be very happy.
我做医生的时候看过那个吸毒的，他们真的是那个为了这个毒品呢，他们会对跟医生就是非常特别的可怜了，他恨不得给你下跪，让你给他开点那种就是毒麻药。
When I was a doctor, I saw many drug addicts, and some of them are very addicted, and so they don't have the drug, they're begging you to write them a prescription.
那可是那个毒品其实对身体很有害，而且是带给人的快乐很短暂啊。
Unfortunately, the drug is gives a transient good feeling, but that's temporary.
你以弗所书让我们说要不要醉酒，要被圣灵充满。可能有的人我不会喝酒，有的人可能喝酒喝到一定程度也会很高兴，就对了，可能是这样啊。
The Bible says that do not be drunk, but be with the Spirit.
就是人的肉体到了就是被现在这个药品或者这个酒精麻醉到一定程度，好像是这个肉体，人的这个肉体不受限制，好像是比较轻快的那样的感觉。
So our spiritual body can be treated with like drugs to make it temporarily feel better.
所以我想天国真的是神给我们预备的地方，非常好啊。我以前看的386那个电脑，那么大个电脑，而且运作的很慢。现在一个手机比那个储存量更大。我们如果把那个信息放在一块小芯片里，换到这个手机里，所有的信息都还在，是吧？但是这个手机屏的又漂亮，运作的又快啊。那现在如果我们的灵啊不在我们这里边，换一个更好的地方啊，大概我想啊，有点类似这样。
So analogy.
我不知道想的对不对啊。
The analogy I can think of is that before we felt like the old school computers, they were already quite good, but now they compared to...
总之那个荣光当时照到我的时候，我有两次了，后来还有一次。那我今天没有时间讲，就照到我的时候，我是觉得真的是好的无比，你没法形容，就觉得我们这个灵啊，跑到外面去了，非常的这个愉快，非常的轻松，真的很自由，而且在神的那个荣光里面，你会觉得非常的美，叫好的无比。
And so that's my experience. I feel that there are some things in the world that may give hints of what's really happiness. But because the glorious light, I was actually able to experience that twice in my life. And then each time it made me feel that the heaven that we're going to go to is really beyond our imagination.
有这么好的地方去，当然我专职的话我也可以去，也还能让别人去，这件事是很好的事，所以我就可以做专职。 这是其中的一个原因。
And so this is one of the reasons why I decided to become a full-time worker.
愿荣耀归主耶稣耶稣。愿主归给主耶稣的圣名。
May all the glory be unto the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢主。其实啊，宋弟兄还很多他们自己家里的一些见证。
Praise God, Brother Song actually has many more personal testimonies from his family as well.
宋弟兄在上礼拜在厄湾有见证他们家里的一些见证哈，今天也没有时间跟大家来分享。
And last week in Irvine Church, he gave some other testimonies, but this time because of time constraint, he's not able to.
但是莫斯科教会构堂的经过，我是第一次听到。
And this is my first time hearing about how the church chapel has been purchased in Moscow.
若是主愿意哈，那想宋弟兄以后回到我们这边来哈，然后再跟我们来分享啊，主在他们家里在他身上的一些见证。
If God is willing, I hope Brother Song can come again to tell us more of his testimony.
好，就来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
241首。
241.